The trains will replace older models on the Hiawatha rail line between Milwaukee and Chicago. They'll be pulled by existing engines on older track for the time being, but they're designed to be high-speed trains if the rest of the Hiawatha line is eventually upgraded. Doyle visited with the manufacturer Talgo and rode high-speed rail lines during a visit to Spain earlier this year. He says people will be impressed with these modern trains.
I have long believed that passenger rail is the missing link in our national transportation policy. And today we are embarking on a new era of passenger rail service that creates high-skilled jobs, spurs economic growth, and makes travel safe and comfortable.
The assembly and maintenance plants will create up to 80 jobs. Talgo says it's already scouted locations in Janesville and Milwaukee. If the state wins federal stimulus money to pay for high-speed rail, Doyle says it would buy two more trains. It would also begin construction on a 110-mile-per-hour commuter rail link between Milwaukee and Madison. Other states are competing for that funding, but the governor says Wisconsin is well-positioned.
We're all for this. We want all of them to get into the high-speed rail business because hopefully we're going to be a center of the manufacturing of those trains. But we are well along the line compared to most other states because, in fact, all other states, because we have been accumulating that bonding authority gradually, knowing that this moment is going to come.
The state will use $47 million in that bonding or borrowing authority to pay for these two trains on the Hiawatha line. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.